Welcome to a brand new Compassion Radio 360. Good morning, honey. It's time for Compassion Radio 360 to end the week. Welcome back to this table to talk about a really special story.
Thank you. It's always good to be back.
Recently on Facebook, I've been choosing to like more things that are beautiful. If I see pictures come through of sunsets or scenic vistas, if it's pretty enough, I'm just going to click like. Because I want the algorithm to start looking at me and seeing this is the kind of guy that likes to see beautiful things. Funny thing is, it works. I start seeing my feed filled with all kinds of stuff that is about beautiful photography, which I appreciate. So it's nice that people who have a great eye for scenery, that their work is being seen, and I get to appreciate that. So I'm getting to see what they see. So that kind of drew me into today's subject matter, because it's about seeing.
Well, I agree with you on that. It's important for us to change our algorithms on Facebook, usually, or Instagram for sure, with all the things that flood it. As you know, I love beautiful art. I subscribe to an app on my phone that's all about beautiful art.
Like a classical piece.
A classical piece of artwork, typically, yeah. And it's really uplifting to me seeing how some of these artists really capture the story of what they're seeing, the scene that they're painting. Even the impressionists that some people look at and say, that's just a bunch of paint splatters.
Conversely, sometimes I look at a piece of classical art and say, well, that doesn't move me because it seems like the artist is just trying to paint what others are expecting him to paint or her to paint. There's so much more that could have been seen here. Even I can see that from way off a century later and a continent away.
Yeah.
But when things come to life through art, whether it's photography or oil painting or some other kind of medium, and you step into it and you encounter it for the first time and it moves you, you are seeing things with your own eye, but you're also seeing things with your inner eye, which includes all of your emotion. This Compassion Radio 360 is about somebody who had an eye like that, but it's not somebody that anyone realized was seeing them. What she did with her art is something that was unexpected because she seems to be a moody teenager, would be likely to complain about not having a lot of friends. And that's kind of the setup to the story. So I'd like to play a little bit of this little vignette from Steve Hartman at the CBS series On the Road about this particular artist.
According to many of her senior classmates here at Wanakee High School in Wisconsin, 18-year-old Molly Schaefer was a loner.
Haven't talked to her in years. We've never hung out.
Not a lot of kids did hang out with her.
That wasn't always the case. Back in elementary and middle school, before her social anxiety kicked in, Molly says she was much more engaging.
There was a connection there at some point.
And it was gone now.
Yeah. I don't know. I really wanted to just talk to them again or be seen again.
That longing for connection is a common high school lament.
But what's really interesting is Molly didn't blame those kids. She didn't sulk and say, no one likes me. Instead, she took it upon herself to reconnect in a most unusual way.
Just about every day, Molly would climb to a loft in her garage and try to paint her way out of her isolation by painting portraits of all those kids she used to know.
The time and effort is incredible.
She did 44 paintings.
It's truly unbelievable is what it is.
Put in about 13 hours each.
I was so touched.
600 hours total.
It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen someone do, especially for someone you aren't that close with.
Then, at the end of the year, she presented them to the students to keep.
We did have that friendship, and I didn't put forth the work to keep it.
I wish I would have made more relationships with some kids that I didn't talk with.
Molly says the feeling is mutual and hopes other kids and adults will learn from this.
People aren't thinking that hard about you. Like, it's all in your head. You just have to try.
A masterpiece of friendly advice. Steve Hartman, On the Road.
Well, honey, we've learned about an artist, her work, but more importantly, her motivation, mm-hmm. why she decided to go do this. And that was, I think, the most remarkable thing to see, was that she was doing this because she was remembering good things about who she was before the anxiety kicked in right. as a young adult. And she didn't hold it against anybody else that they were no longer friends. She knows full well that her condition led her a certain way to be afraid of things that she didn't want to be afraid of.
It sounds like she had a good, solid support system around
her. It does.
Possibly was in some therapy that helped her to realize the depths of the social anxiety that she was experiencing and how to bring herself out of it a little bit. Right. And she took that to heart. I mean, she brought herself out in so many ways, knowing that what she was doing was going to get a response.
Yep. And she wasn't rating her own art or saying, they're going to love this, or setting herself up for disappointment if they didn't. She just knows that she's got talent. But the talent was being used in service of something even more important, which was human connection and letting these other kids know that over all that time when you either had forgotten about me or thought I had forgotten about you, I'm reintroducing yourself to me. Mm-hmm. I'm remembering the good things about our relationship when I was a kid. And I'm not trying to resurrect the good old days. I'm just simply saying, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, she actually looked at them and what they're doing, what they're currently involved in. And she captured, and I got to say this because we're doing this by words now and not by visuals. Her artwork is exceptional.
Yeah.
The modernist style of it is energetic. It's bold, representational of the people. It's not abstract in the least.
No.
Putting someone in the scene and what they love and what their passions are. You mm-hmm. see expression on the faces of the kids. And they, after having watched the entire video, they responded viscerally to the saying, wow, this is me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the subject of real art.
Yeah, what a special thing to have.
Yeah. A link for that is on the Compassion Radio website with this program.
These were high school seniors at Wanaki Community High School in Wisconsin, and it's a very small school. But this gal, Molly Schaefer, with the social anxiety, spent over 600 hours during the school year painting portraits of her classmates. These are kids, like you said earlier, that she had grown up with and had known since, you know, elementary school days and remembered having great times with them mm-hmm. and enjoying them. So for her to realize this is going to be a way to connect with people again, to bring myself out of this darkness that I've been living in, yeah. is this really brave thing that she did.
Yeah. And she's living with her own art, so mm-hmm. she gets the benefit of the beauty around her that she's seeing, because she's seeing beauty in the people and their lives. And again, there's no condemnation or resentment in this girl.
No.
It seems like she's looking at them saying, wow, this is how I see them now,
mm-hmm.
and I want them to see it too.
Mm-hmm.
So whether she was thinking when she started out that she was going to make this a gift-giving exercise to the entire community or just her own private collection, we don't know. But she somewhere in there decided, no, this is for them too, and I mm-hmm. want them to have it. Whether they like it or not, it's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do something and do something well for them and speak well of them in my art. The kids are represented not just well and accurately, but with positivity. You
yeah.
can see that in the
yeah.
pictures.
Well, she also painted them in action.
Yeah.
She captured them doing something they love to do.
Right. A lot of it was sports, so the things were other arts and things.
Mm-hmm. When she gave these pictures to her friends, they were so overwhelmed by it, how she had captured their motions and their facial expressions and their loves of this sport or this activity so well. I thought they were very exceptional, worthy of praise, because she did a fantastic job on them. But it was such an act of bravery to her. I mean, I think it was.
Yeah.
Because I have a little level of social anxiety, too. And sometimes it is hard to put yourself out there and be sociable with others when you just feel uncomfortable or anxious about it.
She seemed exceptional because she's able to see the anxiety for what it is, as not being her, but something is happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening within her, but it's not her.
Yeah.
She's managed to cross that threshold to say, I am not this thing. This thing has been with me for a long time. It might be with me forever,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still Molly.
Yeah.
And that is insight that so many people never quite get to because they're never told they're allowed to.
Mm.
Especially folks that are suffering from either some kind of trauma or anxiety challenge or personality. Kids that have autism are brilliant kids quite often, but they're often told that they really don't fit, they don't belong. And so that statement becomes a truth for the community and for the person when it's not true. But the person is not encouraged to discover what is beautiful about them and that they are, in fact, beautiful period. Mm-hmm. So they can't capture that first and build on that foundation. Molly has done that. She discovered that she was valuable, was worth love, and was worth going after something that was exceptional. And she was the kind of person she decided that was going to be a gift giver.
Yeah.
And the kids, obviously, that she made this portraiture for, saw that immediately. Wow, she did this for me. And then it kind of set off a little bit of introspection in the community. That kind of introspection, I think, is necessary. But again, Molly made it very clear to them and to this reporter that she was not out to get them to think differently about me. Mm-hmm. It was not about her.
Well, one of her statements was, people aren't thinking that much about you anyway.
Yeah.
So don't put that burden on yourself about, oh, what is everyone thinking? She was not concerned with that.
Yeah.
She had decided somehow, which is a very difficult thing to do for most of us adults as well, mm-hmm. that other people's opinions or other people's thoughts about me are not as important as my thoughts about myself.
Or that my expectations of what their thoughts about me are right. going to be are not necessarily what is going to happen, and therefore I don't need to fear it or spend my time worrying about that. I need to do the thing I need to do.
Yeah.
She obviously is well ahead emotionally, even spiritually, than a lot of kids are at that age. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the kind of anxiety she has. It is a social anxiety where it is agoraphobic, doesn't want to go outside, doesn't want to be near people, gets more and more increasingly nervous and amped up, being in too lively of situations where there's so much noise and confusion or cacophony going on. Just, it shuts you down. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that have that kind of trigger where it's just, I just can't take any more of this. Mm-hmm. We normally just call them introverts. Mm-hmm. She had good health care. She had good care in general and understanding for her family, apparently. So they could tell her, no, it's a little more intensive than just being nervous today. You have a condition here that is actually doing this to you every time you're in this particular kind of situation. So we're going to give you tools on how to not be up against the wall every time you're hit with this kind of situation. Mm-hmm. There obviously was great coaching, great leadership, and great doctoring
exactly.
going on.
Yeah.
So she learned not just how to cope with, but to transform and to overcome what the results could be if she fell victim to the condition she has. Mm-hmm. She's an expert in herself. She knows what she has. And she's also apparently very generous of spirit with others because she doesn't know what they have. Mm-hmm. And she's not presuming that she's an expert on all things. I appreciate that a lot about her. And this, for me, shows really kind of a quiet humility and mm-hmm. a quiet confidence that mm-hmm. goes together. When you see someone who has real skill and has real humility and a generosity of spirit and is outward focused, and in spite of being such a tremendous introvert, is still outward focused mm-hmm. by will, that's a powerful combination.
Yeah.
You've worked with a lot of kids, and we've had a couple of our own that are socially anxious. Mm-hmm. What would you encourage kids to think about now when they're facing that kind of shift in personality where they worry that they're not going to fit in anymore?
Right. It's hard to have words to encourage a kid that's going through something like this because so many adults are not equipped to encourage them through this time. Right. And even with the education or the knowledge that you and I both have concerning this kind of thing, or me having worked with preteens, especially going through a lot of these things, when you don't have a support at home, it's really hard to pull yourself out of it. And you, like you said earlier, so many fall victim to this condition that they have. They sink deeper and deeper and deeper. It just can go sideways in so many ways.
Yeah. Compassion Radio will continue to keep bringing you encouragement from the Word, inspiring stories from the front lines of faith, and awesome opportunities to make a difference for the kingdom around the world. But we need your help right now to continue doing just that. Remember, friends, Compassion Radio is always a coalition of the willing. Are you willing to help get out God's good news stories of the kingdom really living the gospel in the 21st century? Oh, I hope so. Just visit our website, CompassionRadio.com, or call our toll-free order line, 1-800-868-2478. You can also text COMPASSION to 53445 to give right through your phone, no matter where you are. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 77160, Corona, California, 92877. Reach out to us whatever way works for you. And now, back to our discussion.
They sink deeper and deeper and deeper. It just can go sideways in so many ways. Yeah. My encouragement would be to the parents, to the adults, our teachers around students in these ages. I mean, being a junior high or high school teacher, we could go on for days about the difficulty of that, not just in preparing classroom activities and lessons, but other social aspects that go along with it too, and don't even talk about outside influences. Just being able to see your students and to encourage them in ways that pull them out, give them some lightheartedness, because a lot of them go to a very dark place. Yeah. The lightheartedness just kind of disappears, the laughter and the jokes and that sort of thing.
And they're certain that the inner voice that you are hearing about them is the same that they're hearing about themselves.
Correct.
And so they assume you're going to speak negative to them because that's what they're hearing and will reinforce the narrative they've got going. So you don't need to be a clinical psychologist to discern this thing and to make a difference. I would say that if you're a believer in Christ, if you believe that the Spirit of God is within you, it is possible to ask God, what do I need to know right now about this person?
Yeah.
And see what the Holy Spirit might actually say to you, because I promise you, there's nothing in Scripture that will ever get you to come down on somebody else. There is nothing about the Spirit of Christ which says condemn this person or tell them what's wrong with their life and how to fix it. That is absolutely anti-Christ.
We see in so many instances in the New Testament, in the Gospels, where Jesus comes alongside these people that are in deep darkness or depression, where Jesus comes alongside people that are in the darkest places, in the midnight of the soul, the dark nights that they're going through, and brings about his light to them and his joy and peace into their lives. It doesn't always change their situation, but they for a moment have this encouragement or this epiphany that I'm not alone in this.
Absolutely. I would say that maybe Jesus is not just seeing them, but he is seeing them in a different light.
Yeah.
Light that comes from him and not from the circumstances. So it might actually change our situation when Jesus sees us as we really are, as he knows it to be, because our circumstances are not the ones defining it anymore. Mm-hmm. It is the one who made the world in which these circumstances are happening and the people which are inhabiting these circumstances. If we really ascribe to Christ the power to give us insight into the heart and mind of God himself, and we ask that question from time to time, the Spirit can nudge us from time to time and say, just ask the question. Mm-hmm. And we ask it. And God will give us a different line, a different perspective on what's going on with that person right in front of us. Maybe somebody we've known for years, maybe somebody we just met. Mm-hmm. And he might simply say, pray for this. He might say this.
Yeah.
We don't know until we ask.
Yeah.
But when we do, I promise you, friends, it's not going to be negativity. Mm-hmm. He's not going to dump things on you to put this person in their place. It is going to be about affirming them the way God loves them.
Yeah.
And it will be a word that comes direct from his heart. And I do believe, because I've seen it happen a zillion times, when you speak something that you know is on the heart of God, people are moved by it and you don't even know why. Mm-hmm. Because God has already primed their heart to hear that word. They can be encouraged greatly and even step away from great dangers at times because that word fitly spoken is like an apple of gold and
settings of silver.
Settings of silver. It's like it's a jewelry, glorious piece that says the best you can imagine in this world represented in these words. It carries weight. Mm-hmm. It carries the weight of God's authority when it's said in love in a way that no one else could say it other than his own children who have listened to him and their ears are attuned to hear God's whispers. Mm-hmm. I think we have a chance to actually turn the tide at times for people who are really struggling and can't see beyond the circumstances or their interpretation of what they mean about themselves and about the world and about everybody else.
Well, we know, too, that in Scripture, Jesus says multiple times, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has eyes to see, let him see. I think Molly is modeling that for us. Whether she and her family are believers, we don't know. Yeah. The article doesn't go into that. But I see such a modeling of what would Jesus do in these situations. And he's given her eyes to see her classmates. I mean, she has observed their facial expressions and their actions and their idiosyncrasies and their loves and dislikes. And she has observed all of that just by going to class with them on a daily basis.
And you look at her life and you would say, what would Jesus paint? And I would say, well, he's already painted the portrait. He's painted Molly.
Yeah, yeah. And he's painted you and me.
So let's make the pivot to the spiritual focus. There's a couple of scriptures that jumped out to me, and they're smattered around the Bible, but they're not saying the exact words I want to say. It's a doctrine. Mm-hmm. It's a theological construct that pastors and theologians have thought about for thousands of years, and it's called Imago Dei, which means the image of God. Mm-hmm. And it is embedded in so many of the principles of human dignity. It goes all the way back to Genesis, as God was creating mankind.
In Genesis 1:27 in the International Children's Bible, it says, God created human beings in his image. In the image of God, he created them. He created them male and female.
Emphasizing the uniqueness of each one of us and the uniqueness of humanity in the creation, it's establishing that God sees worth in mankind. From Genesis, it says, God sees you. Mm-hmm. He sees what he made, and he's not ashamed of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's quite proud of what he's created, and you're it.
Mm-hmm.
The rationality and moral capacity, all that kind of stuff is built into us, and we learn that across the Bible. And the attributes of God are then drawn out of those things, saying, because I made you this way, you are able to comprehend that mm-hmm. I am a God who. And so the Word of God talks about God's character.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I want you to be holy as I am holy, which means not just set apart. It means complete. Mm-hmm. So that I'm summed up complete. I am totally okay with who I am, says God. I made you to be the same way. I want you to be totally okay with who you are. Not always everything you do, but it's you I'm concerned about, mm-hmm. not just the things you do or don't do.
Yeah. Well, I think another verse that really jumped out at me is when you said God sees us mm-hmm. because he created us in his image, and so he sees us, he knows us. I thought of Hagar,
mm-hmm.
the Egyptian slave, and yeah. how she is in a desperate situation, and the angel of God comes to her and ministers to her and encourages her and tells her, your future is going to be better than this. Your yeah. son will live. Like I was saying earlier, even though I'm sure her situation didn't immediately change other than finding water, she was seen and she yeah. named God, El Roy, the God who sees.
Right.
And that's a very important pivot in scripture, I think, because all along up until that point, we'd been seeing God does this and God says this and mm-hmm. God acts this way yeah. and God hears this and all that kind of thing. But we hadn't until this point seen that God actually sees us, and yeah. not just my physical self, but my internal self.
The person who I really am.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when someone actually sees you and you are expecting negativity mm-hmm. and you get something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You get a welcome saying, oh, that's marvelous. Can I see another one of your paintings? When someone says that, you're like, really?
Yeah, that's a game changer.
We have a portrait of the 12 disciples with Jesus having the Last Supper together on our wall at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture I picked up in Uganda from an artist who was magnificent. She had captured something that I thought was intense, and it was all about her people being seen.
Mm-hmm.
She was a deeply dark-skinned Ugandan woman who was very tall, but did not see herself that way. She didn't see herself as bright and glowing, but the painting showed it to me. I did not know it was her painting because she ran a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was flipping through things saying, I want something that really captures Uganda and captures something that would be a subject matter I might be interested in having in my house. So he said, well, just go ahead and flip through these things. So I went through all these books of different scenes. Some were biblical style, some were just kind of fables. And I got to this Last Supper and I said, this is it. He said, that was not for sale. I said, oh, it better be because that's the one I want. And she said, no. He set it aside and buried it. And I went through another hour looking through things before I finally convinced her to bring it back out and look at it. I said, I want this painting. How much? It's not right. It's not a correct painting. I said, what do you mean it's not correct? I said, this is not who Jesus is. I said, what do you mean it's not who Jesus is? Every one of the figures in the picture was soot, black, and a shadow. They didn't have any faces. They didn't have any particular features, but they're covered in brilliant colors.
Mm-hmm. I love that painting.
And I said, this is exactly who Jesus is. He said, no, he's a white man. I said, he is absolutely not a white man. He is far more, as far as we know historically, far closer to this color, your color, than he is to mine. That's just the way it is, because of where he grew up and where he was a person of a different color than me. He does not have white skin, but I can see him as having white skin because he can relate to my whole situation. You are the one that's closer to Jesus than me. She just kind of sat back and got nervous. I said, whose painting is this? She said, it doesn't matter. I said, who painted this painting? Because it's not signed. Well, I painted it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a time I look at that painting now where I don't think of El Roy, where I don't think of God. He sees us exactly who we are. And with glowing admiration, that particular artist back in Uganda,
mm-hmm.
who I'm hoping to and probably will see in heaven someday.
I think the story about Molly Schaefer is a bright light in our lives, and how she has captured the images of her classmates with such clarity and such beauty, and also how she's a gift giver. And I think that is another lesson from Molly that we can learn on this. We hope that you've enjoyed this segment today. We hope that you are able to go to our website and look up this video and enjoy and see for yourself the paintings that Molly did and gave to her classmates. And we thank you for joining us for Compassion Radio 360. And we hope you'll tune in on Monday for Chasing the Word, Red Letter Edition.
Your gift today will provide the means for us to begin some new initiatives with our Bible and relief partners that reach farther than we've ever gone before.
Will you help us today? Friends, really, we need you now to step up. Please give generously, even sacrificially, right away. I know that God will be pleased if we do. So call us today at 1-800-868-2478.
Our mailing address is Box 77160, Corona, California, 92877.
Or give online at CompassionRadio.com.
We need you, friend, so contact us today.